back to those the courses later on. I have a slide on which courses you are going to have. And I am the study program leader, so if there are anything, please contact me. And I have a slide where I sit and so on. So that comes later. So I then put go further on.
Okay, hello. I'm Christian Martinsen. I'm a professor here at the faculty, and you will see my name in many of the courses. But luckily I have very good PhD students, so they do all the hard labor and I skim the cream. I will take some of the classes, but I think maybe Halvor is going to explain a little bit on how we do the teaching. And in many cases it's not the traditional teaching where I stand for 2 by 45 minutes and give you a lecture. We're trying to be more interactive with the students, and in some of the courses you even have to do the lectures for the other students and be opponent for the other students, and you have to write a lot and you have to read a lot, so good luck with that. But I think that we're trying to create a more dynamic learning environment and the more traditional ways. So I think, the classes where I'm involved is information system strategy. It is on sustainable development and on sustainable manufacturing systems, as far as I know.
I hope you see me. Hi, this is Sri. I am a former student in Masters in Sustainable Manufacturing. I finished a couple of months back. Now I'm working with the same department as a technician. And I wish you all good luck for your studies. Thank you.
Yeah, hello, everyone. And my name is Olga Ogorodnik. And I also graduated from Sustainable Manufacturing a couple of months ago. And I'm also working as technician and hope to be soon PhD here. So, yeah, good luck. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask me. I think you can find me somewhere in our building every day. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Nina Tvenge. I'm a pedagogue, so I don't know much about engineering, but I try to make the teachers do their teaching well. I also assist in project work, where we have some project which is more human focused, and so it's we have the hard side and the soft side, and I try to focus on the soft side or make people focus on the soft side, and also teach in information system strategies, and I teach communication for bachelor engineers, and I'm also to be found. The professors are harder to find.
My name is Stig Ottosson, and I'm professor in innovation management, and you will meet me in the second year. Welcome to us.
My name is Tom Johnstad. I'm professor in organization and innovation. I'm going to have you in the first semester in management and leadership for sustainability. This is an introductory course in management, and time edit showed that it should start tomorrow, but that has been changed. Yeah, you come back to that. So on Mondays we meet. We have 2 plus 2 hours on Mondays, so that will be first time on the coming Monday. So I have a more introduction on the course then.
My name is Ridham Bhatva. You'll see my name in quality and risk and in manufacturing technology. And I'm an associate professor here.
I don't see anyone else of the staff, so that's some of the staff. Rest you will meet later on. Now I'm going to call up the names, and you have to excuse me if I don't pronounce your names right. It's rather difficult for a Norwegian to pronounce any foreign names. So please correct me so I can learn, but I'm really bad with names. Really bad. Okay. I start with the full-time students. Those who have said they will take part on campus. Biashi Marshay. How do you pronounce your name? Oh. Okay. Okay, then it comes. It's a little bit more easy. Breistøl, Marlene. No. Breivik, Sissel, Maria. Take it on English, please. Okay, thank you. Hammersborg, Steinar. No. Livik, Christian. Thank you. Mendes, Blancas. It was not correct. Okay. Thank you. Naji Ahmed Hassan?
Yeah.
Please correct me. Oh, thank you. Sandkleiva, Hilde. Thank you. Så var det Sortland, Kristoffer Fagevold. Staminger, Anna. How do you pronounce your name? Staminger. Okay. I'm really bad at this. Thank you. Todd Miat, Todim Mati, sorry, is the, no? Nobody. Van, last name Van, Van, no, Paul, King, Fai, yeah. Okay, and the last one of the full-time student that I have on my list is Gu Ping Yu. Is there? No? Is there anyone else that has said they will attend the full-time courses you have? And your name? Yes, but then I will fill you in. Can you put... Okay, but, okay, so you are on the part-time list. Okay, what is your name? Once more. Ingeborg Hor, yes, I have you. Yeah, then I come back to you. Okay, okay, then this was the full time. And then we go to the part-times. Budsberg Torstein. Yes, please. Yes, thank you. Buer Håvard Eriksen. Not present. And then Ingeborg. Hausken Marius. Okay, thank you. Kuznetsov Fedor. Thank you. Lam Vilkin. Yes. Thank you. Larsen Snorre Andreas. Okay, thank you. Maxmed Darir. No? Nalei? Helge Møller. Et eller annet. No. No. Thank you. Nilsen, Nina. Thoresen, Martine Haug. Vangsnes Håkon Tiller. Thank you. Vujakik Mariana. Ja. Thank you. And then we have first of all, is there any part-time students that has not been called upon? No? Okay. Then we have some exchange students from several universities. I will try to I was really bad at this. Vula de Jong. Not even close, I think. Okay. Thank you. Sahiti Alketa. Thank you. Ibrahimi. I don't. You can say the last one. Risa en Nis. Yes. Thank you. Pekani Goneta. Thank you. Diari Raif. Thank you. Mihailovsk Bojan? No? Ibrahim Mi? Yes. You have also someone with almost the same name. Last name, is that correct? Not okay. Tribevska. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Karai. Yes. Okay. Darcy. Nancy. Thank you. See you. Thank you. Murai Thai? It wasn't even close, was it? Thank you. Nikki? Thank you. Is this all the exchange students, or is there someone that I have forgotten? Okay. Okay, I think you will write your name afterwards. Thank you. I think we can give you all a welcome applause. Okay, if there are anyone who don't have your name as you, then please, when you take a break, come down and write your name on the lists. No, on the break. Yeah. Okay. Let us continue. No, that was the wrong way around. This is not correct anymore because we are going to be here until 12. And during the long lunch break, as I said, from 12:30 to 13, we are going to have the student ID card and photos. That is really, really important because that is your identity card. And then we have practical information. I think Sri is going to have this one. And we are going to visit the laboratories. You can look at the additive manufacturing laboratories and so on, as Torbjörn showed some pictures of. And we finished off in our own building, the B building. Have you been there, to the B building? Most of us sits in the B building, in the B313 for eating. It's also 314, that's the same room, actually. It is just a wall between them that we can take input up or take down. Okay, let me just say a few words about the master that you are going to attend, or are attending, rather. This you probably know. This is a very famous picture of what is sustainability. It was made famous in the Brundtland Commission at the UN. And as you can see, it is something about environmental, economic and social. And combining these three, we are talking about sustainability. We are going to go lots and lots of deeper into this, but this will be the leading star for the master program. I will not go into every aspect of it, because that is what you are going to learn, more or less. So, the definition is sustainable products, processes throughout the life cycle, including reuse and recycling. And we strongly believe that manufacturing is the key to economical wealth. And that's why it's not only us that strongly believes that, it's also the EU Union and the Council. They are now talking about, or the Germans are talking about Industry 4.0, the fourth revolution in manufacturing, and so on and so forth. So there are many opportunities here, and we are also going to teach you that sustainability is an opportunity, not a threat. We are not going to talk about disasters if we don't do anything about the environment and so on. It is an opportunity, not a threat. I hate threats. So, okay. So it is, as you can have already probably discovered during my poor pronouncement of all the names, it is a mixture of part-time and full-time students. And everything should be recorded. So you can find every lecture later on the website. Okay? And we expect you to be very much involved in the lecturing. We are not standing here and lecture like I do now. This is not how most of us do it. You are supposed to be involved. We come back to that. Yes, is there anything else here? Everything is, of course, in English, unless it is only Norwegian presence. But I have not experienced that yet. And we have a board which are representatives of the industry that supervise us how we put this education together. This is really important. And we participate, as Torbjörn has shown you, in lots of different research projects. So this is something that we also will try to get you involved into. And I think that, yes, and we are also trying to get you out into the industry to see for yourself how they do things. This is just a taste of what you're going to do. And now I think at least I need a coffee. So if you would like to have coffee, it's down here. Please feel free. And then we start up in 10 minutes time. Okay? Du kan ta ja. Okay, are we going to start? Some of you have already asked me about flexible, how we do this. We call it flexible study. And this is how we do some of that. And Nina is going to talk more about how we expect you to study. But this... Hard. Okay. Yes. Okay. I wasn't a hard studying student myself, so... Thank you. We have virtual classrooms online where everything is uploaded, and it should be everything. One of the difficult points we have is not hearing the teacher, but hearing you as students. You students have a tendency to speak in a low frequency and low voice. Please speak out when you ask a question and think of your fellow students that will hear you online. And I also think that we as teachers are not that good at repeating your questions to us. We should do that, but we are not that good. We are working on it. But we have equipment in every classroom or mobile to take record every lectures. So if it's not done, please contact me. It is important, really. Right? And it would be much easier for your repetition before exam. Hello. I learned a new thing today. Okay, so we stream. And we also tutor. We have web conferences tools. So, we have the tools, I think. But please be patient. When we have a lecture, there is a work that we need to do before we put it up on the virtual classroom. It is not done at once. Okay? I hope Nina is going to come back to a lot of these things later on. But if it's not good quality or something like that, please tell it to the teacher. If he or she is not going to correct it, please tell me. Okay? And I hope you do that, really. Because that is the only way we can get a quality. And I'm going to... Quality is really, really important for us. So I'm going to talk about quality and let you in on how we think quality in this master program. But first, I'm going to talk about the full-time master, how it's put together. These are the subjects. Have you seen this? I hope so. Okay, you are going to start with scientific methodology and communication. The teacher will be Aris Kaloudis. He is a professor in economics from, and he comes from Greece, but he's not here. You have not met him, so you will meet him later on, and he will have a part-time employee. I'm not quite sure what's her name, but he will have a helper. Then we come to philosophy of social science. We are trying to teach you a little bit philosophy, because sustainability is about thinking long term, and then you should know a little bit an introduction of philosophy, because philosophy is about thinking long term. And that is done by a professor called Garman Jonsson. He is a full-time professor at University of Agder and has a part-time job here. And what he doesn't know about philosophy or social science is not worth knowing, so please ask him all the difficult questions. He was my supervisor for my PhD, and I also asked him all the difficult questions I could think of. They were not difficult at all for him, so please do that. Then we have a sustainable development. That is something to... Who is that? That is... Yes, that's Anastasia. It's... she is a PhD student. It is, as Christian Martinsen said, he only takes the glory, and he has PhD students to take all the hard work. But we are very fortunate to recruit the best students each year. We have done that for the last 3 years from this master program to PhD. So that could be interesting for you. Perhaps. And Anastasia, I think it's 2 years ago she did her master thesis, and she is really, really clever. She is going to teach that. And then you have the last subject of this term is management and leadership for sustainability. You have met the teacher. It was Tom Jonstad, sitting up there, the long, tall guy. Okay? So he is in economics at this campus. He's not part of the research group, but he is very important in the economics department. Okay? The second semester is quality engineering. That is in the lady beside Tom Jonstad, Rhythm, that is responsible for that course. It perhaps could be changed later on. I'm not quite sure yet. You will get a notice of that, but then you will not meet the person until the spring semester. So, and then we have sustainable product innovation, which you also met. It was Stig Ottesen, Swedish guy, professor, sitting there, if you remember. So you have met him. And then we have life cycle assessment. It is Guri Krigsvold. She is an associated professor here at Gjøvik. And sitting with the building department here. Civil engineering, rather. And then you have information system strategy. That is also Christian with PhD students. And we hope that... Yeah, and we hope that there will be some other who will teach that, or we know it will be others. It's Katrine Larsson. She is a Swede, and Nina. She is Norwegian, yes. So you have two great ladies teaching that. And then you have sustainable manufacturing systems. That is also... Yes, that is also Alexander. He is also a good PhD student. He was finished 2 years ago, I think. So he will do that, and then Christian Martinsen will take the glory, as he says. So, and then we have elective courses. I will come back to that. And then we have project work. And in project work, I am responsible. What the project work is, it is a way for you to figure out what you're going to write about in your master thesis. It is something that you can prepare your master thesis in. Do you understand that? And we hope that we can offer you very interesting topics to write about and investigate and research about. And we also will try to get you into how we do research, how we write, and so on. Because you think you're a writing person, but most of you are not. And I'm very sorry to say this. But there is something about holding the hand of the reader throughout your text. I'm going to teach you how you do that, so that the reader will understand what you are trying to say. Until now, you're just when you write, you just write through it, and in your mind, you nod. Yes, I have with everything I have thought of. But you don't have the thought of the reader, and that is really, really important to recognize when I go from one type of argument to another point of argument. And if that comes sudden, the reader is lost. So we're going to stress this. And I hope that this will prepare you for writing a great master thesis. Master thesis is, there you will have all the staff as your supervisors. You will have one supervisor, of course, that is responsible for you. We come back to that. These are the elective courses. We have sustainable manufacturing technology, where we have great PhD student and Christian as taking the glory, as always. Me and him, we have this kind of joke between us, so you have to just get into this, right? We have wireless industrial communication, and there we have a great professor doing that. You will meet him later on. This knowledge management for sustainability, I teach with the help of great PhD students. And then I take the glory. Okay? And then we have renewable energy technology and sustainable building construction processes. The last one is Guri, that is going to take. She also have this life cycle assessment. All right? So these are the courses that we offer. Are there any questions about this so far? On the website, you can look up each course and get the learning outcome and what it is about, what you are going to read and everything. And that is also repeated in the first lecture. That is one of the things, really important things, in the first lecture. Okay? In each course. And then we go come to the timetable. And you, first of all, the writing in red, I put it up, and because it is not, yeah. No, you are able to change, but you have to talk to me and the student studentorg, as we call it, where you're going to have your picture taken and so on. Yeah. Okay. For some reason or not, I'm not quite sure why, but we have two first lectures put up on the website tomorrow. Those are cancelled. It's a fault. I don't know why. So the lectures are going to start on Monday. So please skip this week if you put up. Yes, yeah. If you look up on a time edit, yes. We should not have any lectures tomorrow. Okay. Yes, these two came up at least when I looked it up on time edit, which is the timetable. Those two came up for you. If it's anything more, I can't. Then it's not in the master program. But we have no lectures tomorrow. Director of NTNU is coming. We cannot have any lecture tomorrow. So the big guy is coming tomorrow. So yes. Okay, so when you go into time edit, it's important to know time edit. Try to get into that. I think Sri or Nina is going to talk about time edit, how you find your way around that. And then there is the timetable. But these are the dates right now. And the red thing there, cell, the red cell, is not, has not been, there is no date yet set for that exam. Comes later, it will be announced later on. I don't know why, but I didn't get a good explanation yesterday. So, but you have these, I think that it gives you some, what should I say, some idea what kind of work you are expected to do. Yes. This is for full-time students, yes. Because part-times only take some of the courses. It is we only have in part-time students we only have guidance for how you do your part-time, and then it's up to each and everyone to have their progress decided. It's not, it is individual. All right. Yeah. This is important. We expect you to be self-sufficient. Learn for yourself. When we say read, I will not stand here and read up text. I expect you to have read it before you enter class. We expect you to study on your own, enthusiastic, motivated, and committed. And we should also help you to be enthusiastic, motivated, and committed. If not, please tell us.
Wow.
Ah, I hate this. This is... So, what is it? How many hours? I get that question a lot. 35 to 45 hours per week for a full-time student. Is that too much? Or is it okay? So, you know, my father said to me when I started my education, he said to me that, you know, that an average student working average and putting in average workload, then he gets an average degree on the exam. Kind of right. But in my case, it was not that right. But try to think, if you get, if you have a great workload and do a lot of things and read it thoroughly, read the text once, twice, third time, then the degree will rise. You will get better grading. All right? So the technique, I will stress that we have things that you can we have a helping course online for that, so please do that. It can help you. Yeah, this is important. It is very, very easy for you to look up something and copy and paste. Don't do that. Never ever do that. If you do that, you can risk to be expelled. So don't do that. Please. Write with your own words. If you do not use the references. What I do when I find a great text, great definition or something, and I am writing a long text, I copy from the internet this great text and put it in a blank Word document. And then that blank document, I also have the reference. And then I only concentrate on that, what I have done, or copied, and then I either use my own words or I put the markers like this between the beginning and the end. What is it called? Quotation mark. Thank you. And then put it in my text. I don't put it in my text directly. Right? It's very, very easy to copy-paste directly into your text. Don't do that. Please. Okay? Then it's said. Okay. This is the knowledge objectives that we have put up for you. You can read that. It is rather boring hearing me reading it up loud. This is the skill. You are going to have this. It's also from the website, so you can read it, right? Quality is really important, and this is what I'm going to end with. We expect you to participate in our quality assurance. And this is, I cannot say how important it is. It is really, really important. If you are going to have a great international known master degree, we cannot have a poor quality. Simple as that, isn't it? The only way to get a great quality is to get feedback, isn't it? And then we need your feedback. Yeah, and then it is up to us to, or me, to get the teachers to listen to you. But I will do that, believe me. So, what we are going in this quality system, we are going to have three representatives in each course. It could be the same representatives in every course, but at least three for students' representatives. And they have a job to do. They are going to talk to everyone in who is participating in that course. And in the mid of the semester, is going to have a talk with the teacher. What is going to, how can he or she change perhaps the education, the course, so you learn faster, or what is great, or what can be improved. All right? And the end of the semester, you are going to write a report. That report is going to me, not to the teacher, because the teacher is also going to write a report to me. And my job is to compare those two and say to the teacher how this has gone. And I hope that doing it this way, we can improve our improve our quality, because you have quality is something funny. It is, we have when you think you have a good quality and try to relax, the quality will go down. It will not stay up on a high level, right? So we really need you. Please, please participate. Right? Yeah, this is what I have already told you, written report. And it goes to me, not to the teacher. But I really want to have suggestions how we can improve. Not what is fault. That doesn't help, does it? It helps for us if you suggest how we can improve it. Right? Okay. Rest of the week, on Thursday, the big man is coming, director of the NTNU, Bovim, and lots of other guests. So that is enrollment at 10 a.m. for all students. It's the first time we do this at Gjøvik in this way. So I don't know what is coming, but yeah, we will see. There is a reception for the international students at the City Hall with the mayor. And you see two times there I'm not quite sure which is correct. No, I'm not quite sure. Because I am in my invitation to that, it is 1830. On the website, is 1730. So, I'm going to figure that out. So, I'll come back to that. And I hope that all the international students will attend. This is a special... it is the Gjøvik as a town welcoming you to our town or city. Yes? Yes, it's 30. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. My fault. It is today. Yeah, it is today. Wednesday is today. Yeah. Thank you. It is today, so not on Thursday. So on Thursday, it's only in enrollment. And on Friday, we are having a get-together. It's important for you students to get to know each other, we think. And Sri is responsible for everything. And he can have the glory. Right? So please remember that it's faulty. This it's on today, Wednesday, this reception. And I hope as many as possible will attend. I will be there also. All right? Yes? It's up to you. You have the glory and you have the program. We don't have anything else, so it's up to you to say the time. When are you going to start? At 11 o'clock. Where? There are no lectures on Friday. So, the master room, B216, on Friday at 11. Okay? Yes. And beside that room, you will find all the PhD students, almost all the PhD students, and me and Christian. 208 we sit in. So if you would like to visit us, please take the trip. Just the door beside. All right? Then I think that we have talked enough. There is lunch, isn't it? I had that up here somewhere. No, it's a lunch break, and on 12:30, you have your student ID card. Yes, then you are all right, but most of you don't have your student card. So please, Sri, can you provide? Can you say where you are going to be so that you that we are more or less you can guide people into that? Because for the part-time students, it's really important for you to have your student's ID now when you are present.
Yesterday they have it in the basement.
Yeah, and it's fine from the
okay.
There are fine from the
All right. You will meet Sri at Studenttorget. All know where that is? The G building. And Sri will be there and guide you if for one reason or another the camera is somewhere else. We don't know. So Sri will guide you, and Sri will be there. So look up Sri. He's not the tall guy. I'm not either. So look in the lower. Yeah. All right. And then we go on to that's interesting. Then we go into to Nina and hear about being a master student.
No, it's a right, you are. Hello. I'm the human person. So you can, but that's natural, as I'm the only lady. No, I'm not. But I'm not an engineer, and I'm not an economist. Thank you. And my second language is English. You're going to start a new life now, and I'm really fascinated by the amount of knowledge that's in your group. When you talked about where you come from, what you're doing, what you have been doing, you overgo the staff. It's so fascinating. So my main what I want to say to you today is that your most important asset in your study is each other. Because you have so many different backgrounds working in projects, which is a lot of here. There are a lot of project work. Using the knowledge that you have, you don't and exploit the different things that you know and use each other. Some of you work. Some of you have no practical work experience. And all these things together, it's fascinating, and it's going to give us as teachers also so much. So use each other. Make Facebook groups. Talk to each other. And talk to us. And if you have a question, please post it so that we can see it in the front rooms. Because if you wonder about something, I'll tell you, a lot of other people also wonder about the same things. So instead of one-to-one communication, we want everyone to see the communication. But first of all, of course, you have to see where all the communication can happen in all the systems. And that's very interesting when you come to our topic in the second year, information system strategies. You'll be so knowledgeable in that topic, having gone through our systems, which are not implemented in the way that we teach you to do it in this course. And then you can criticize, and you can bring back so much knowledge when you go back to your own work. So everything you do outside and inside will affect your studies. And just take into consideration that you have a lot of knowledge altogether and a single person. And raising other people's knowledge is also a task of yours because you're a group. So asking questions, having discussions is the best way of learning. And for me as a pedagogue, where I do research on learning, lifelong learning, and we work with learning factories, which is have you heard about Industry 4.0? You're going to. It's a future of industry. And it's very automated and not that much human-centered. But a sort of way to avoid that is to work on the human factor side. How can we make humans have a good quality of life if everything is automated and we don't have to do anything? But we have a lot of knowledge. How can we exploit the knowledge? And here we're working with learning factories. We have one at the campus and one at the Raufoss Industry Park, where we try to... it's called a high-fidelity simulation. You simulate reality, and you try to test out things. It's like in hospital simulations, but if you test out things in real hospitals, people might die. You don't do that if you test out things in real manufacturing industry. People don't die, but you can lose a lot of money. So that's why we set up learning factories. And that's where I come into the sustainable manufacturing master. That's what I work with. So, but we have blended learning. Is that a concept you heard of before? So blended learning basically means that things happen on campus and it happens online and it happens in the books and at home and in groups and everywhere. And you have to learn our system. In Norway, students are supposed to be very independent. We never give you the answers. We just give you new questions. What do you think about that? Unless it's a calculating topic or something. But still, we don't give you answers. And you're not supposed to tell us what you read in the book. I'll come back to the content of the courses, but we use this a lot, Bloom's taxonomy. It's the levels of learning. Have you seen it before? So in primary school and high school, you often are asked to remember things. That's on the lowest level. So this is a way of saying what level you have learned the stuff or on what level you're working on. So if you read a book and you tell me what's in the book, you're on a very low taxonomy level and you're not showing me a lot of knowledge in the area. If you understand, then you can explain to me in other words what it means. If you apply, then you have a concept that you can use in another context. You can actually use it. And if you are analyzing, you can compare things or you can put it into another context and say, well, it's good with this and why is it bad, good or bad? So you have to use the knowledge that you learned to analyze and to compare. And you can also evaluate, and you're even higher on the taxonomic level. This is with ICT tools, so you can use different tools for these kind of operations or hiring your level of... So when we give you lectures, recording of lectures, what kind of learning can you get of that? You can be a parrot repeating what the teacher says, but that's not what we want you to. It's more an indication of the important topics, but you have to apply it on a higher level, in a different context. So it's more like an oral textbook. Often, but what we want to do in lectures is have more of communication, dialogue, discussions. So that's why we want you to read and be prepared. So you're going to use this. And to create new things is if you learn something and you think, oh, I can do this. You get an idea that you can use in your company or in your real life, or you can find a new way to use an apple. So I think it's going to be fun for you. I'll just show you. So it's not the model we use, but it's a concept which is kind of recognized in some of the courses. It's the flipped classroom, where you come prepared and you participate in discussions or in group work or in project work. As in our course, you have to lecture the other students. And when it comes to research on learning, if you have to reflect or tell someone else about the concept, your learning is so much higher than if you just read and you're writing on the paper. And so my message to you is, please collaborate. Use the tools that we have. And so most of the people that work are part-time students, but you can meet them online. That's no problem. We have the tools for you, and you can exploit them in your work. And often it's easy to work with the people that you know. Try to step out of your comfort zone and talk to people you don't have, but you know that have some skills that you're interested in. And this is part of your networking. You'll be connected to for the rest of your life. So exploit the opportunities for that. So the courses have a structure, which you will find in the Fronter. How many of you have signed up as students? Sri is going to talk you through it later. So you have to sign up as a student, and then you have a password and a username that you got. No, it's been due to the fusion, it's been a lot of technical issues with what kind of user. Are you going to use the old university college user or the new user? And we've been thrown out and in for the last week, but it's going to be okay now. Yeah. But if it continues, we have a Fronter support system, which you can write it on the blackboard. What? Fronter at, is it the old HIG? Yeah. And the reason why it's not ntnu.no is because it's the old address from our old institution. So tell them if there are any issues. But not with not before you have signed up and registered as a student. Then there is no point in saying, nothing is working. You have to do something first. So what time is it? It's actually 12 o'clock. I was going to, when we come back, we're going to do a Kahoot. Do you know what a Kahoot is? No. Oh, it's so small when I'm looking here. So afterwards, we're going to do a Kahoot on sustainable development, and we'll come back in 2 years and see if your results will have changed. You learned something. I just found it online. But then it will be an introduction to some concepts that you'll meet, and if you have all the answers wrong, no worries. At least you heard some new words. So we'll start with that after lunch. So and then you need your smartphones or a computer or something. And if you don't have, you'll just work together with someone. Yeah. Any messages before lunch? Yes, the big boss.
Messages. Yes, then we have lunch, and Sri just told me that it is easier for him to meet you here. So you are going to meet here at 12:30. And after that, after you have gone and taken your pictures and so on, then we will meet again here. And then Sri is we have this Kahoot, and Sri is going to talk about some other practical. Yeah. All right? So that it is important for you to know how we use these tools. It's really, really important. If you're going to study here, you need to know these tools and get familiar with them. All right? Have a great lunch.